Episode 3124, Adapt with Grace.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. I don't know about you, but it is really steamy, and I'm hoping that we get a little bit of break in the weather where we can have a cool down. But you know what? Sometimes in life when things heat up, oh, it gets us moving in the right direction. So today it's Inspiration Motivation Day. Adapt with Grace. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. You know, life has a way of throwing unexpected hurdles your way, right? Challenging your plans and pushing you out of your comfort zones. It is during these moments, though, that you adapt with grace. You know, I find that it's easy to be hard on yourself, right? When you face failure, you often focus on your mistakes, criticizing yourself for not meeting your own expectations. I mean, why didn't I do it better? I could have done it that way. I saw it, but then I second-guessed myself. But you must remember that failure is not a reflection of your worth or ability. God already said you're his masterpiece. He created you on purpose for a purpose. The issue of where you are right now is simply a detour on your path to success. You know, as human beings, we constantly evolve and grow. It's incredible. We are not meant to stay stagnant. Instead, we are on a continuous journey toward becoming the best version of ourselves. And this journey requires adaptation. We need to be open to change, embrace the challenges, and learn to adapt with grace. You see, adaptation is not about changing who you are at the core. A lot of people think about change and they're like, oh, I'm going to lose who I am. No, you're not. It's about being flexible and adjusting your approach when faced with obstacles. Just like a tree sways in the wind, you must learn to bend without breaking. By adapting with grace, you allow yourself that space to learn, to grow, to be stretched, nurturing the seeds of resilience within you. So in times of failure, it is essential to practice self-compassion. That's the grace part. Instead of engaging in negative self-talk, you need to remind yourself that everyone faces setbacks. It's part of the human experience, whether you like it or not. By being gentle and kind to yourself, you can learn from your mistakes and use them as stepping stones toward success. Are you one who likes to adapt with grace? Or do you fight it? Because during times of adaptation, you may discover hidden strengths and talents you never knew you possessed. It's in these moments that you tap into your resilience, finding the courage to rewrite your narratives, those stories that you keep telling yourself, and forge a new path forward. When you embrace change and adapt with grace, you, my friend, create opportunities for growth and transformation. That's leading your life. Okay, that's taking initiative. That's how you create your now. So as you navigate the unpredictable waters of life, remember the words of the wise. Adapt with grace. These words remind us to approach challenges and failures with resistance and compassion. You are not defined by your setbacks, but rather by how you rise above them. Just as a butterfly, right, emerges from its cocoon, you too can transform and soar to new heights. I know you want to go higher, so why not? Embrace the detours, trust the process, and have faith in your ability to adapt with grace. Remember, it's in the challenges that you find your true strength and discover the limitless possibilities that await you. So are you ready? Are you ready to embrace the journey, adapt with grace, and let your light shine? Because there's nothing better than being who you are becoming. Go in peace. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Hey, don't forget to catch our TV show live today, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Central, 8:30 a.m. Pacific. We'll see you there. Pray.com. Love you so much. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.